There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Were killed in a gunfight outside a Muhammad art exhibit in Dallas, Texas. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As you know, our satellite facility isn't very far from a town called Garland, which is where it happened. The idea was to embrace change, change of heart, and to stop the Islamic phobia. And $10,000 was the prize, and people were entered into the contest from all over the place and had drawn cartoons, 350 different cartoons. So somebody jumped out of where the exhibit was being held and decided they would open fire. There were two of them, and they were ultimately both killed. They did injure one guard. Luckily, that guard is okay, but because of the tight security, I think that's what really led to some quick thinking, but a little bit of terror in Texas because of this Muhammad cartoon contest, and it happened on Sunday evening, and they immediately were able to get them, but I mean, you know, able to fire back at them, but scary moments because there were a lot of businesses by there, and there were people, of course, inside the cultural center from all over the place. Part of the buzz in the backyard has to be over Baltimore and what's going on there. Six officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray heading into the weekend. And this shocked a lot of people as the prosecutor said, "We will not stand for this. We heard what people say in the country and here in Baltimore. And we won't let this young man's death go unpunished. Others in the legal community don't believe there's a strong case. So what does that mean? And there was a hero, believe it or not, in all of what's unfolded in the last 2 weeks. And it's Toya Graham, who is the mother of a son, Michael, who she told, do not get involved in what's going on here. Do not do it. Don't pick up any rocks, any bricks, anything. Don't be involved. She demanded that he not do that. She heard what was going on, was in the area, went down to the area, and then was horrified to find her son in that situation. And because she's been seen far and wide all of a sudden, as it was caught on camera when she was confronting her son, she's been a guest on some profile, high-level profile television shows, I'll call them that, because they are there on the scene and whatnot, including Greta Van Susteren from Fox. And I wanted you to hear this little exchange where she talks about the encounter, where she talks about seeing her son and what happened as she was on the way to an appointment and then was really stunned by what happened. Here it is.
Watching protests?
No, I actually was at a doctor's appointment, but Michael had already mentioned to me that this activity was supposed to be going on at Mondawmin, and so I said to him not to be there. Do not go. Go to school and come straight home. And so while I was at the doctor's, my daughter was telling me, "Mom, we have to go. We have to get down to Mondawmin. They shut down the schools, and they're shutting down Mondawmin." And so we rushed down to Mondawmin, and it was so many police officers down there and helicopters, and the helicopter was flying very low. I asked one of the police officers, where were the kids that usually catch the bus? And he just pointed to the opposite side, and so I started walking over towards the bus station, and a lot of police officers were standing there with the shields, and at that time, the rocks had started being thrown. I wasn't that far from them, so I actually could see. It's something about when you're looking at it on the news, it looks different from when you're right there with it. I turned around, and Michael was coming across the street.
So you saw him from about how far away?
It's like a medium strip right there. So he was actually on the medium strip coming across.
And you thought first, what, I'm going to throttle the kid? Or what do you think, that he's getting a piece of my mind? Or what do you think?
I seen him with the rock, so my first thing was put the rock down. And then at that time, I was just so angry that he would be a part of what they was down there doing. And that's where you see the anger came in at. And the force that I had with him.
All right, so you hear her say that, you know, this is why you saw that, because I couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe after she had told him not to be there that he was there. And certainly she's one mother who is, with Mother's Day coming up, is really being applauded for what she's done. And on the other hand, there are, of course, as in everything, there are people that are critical, too, of the fact that she was so public and went after him and, you know, was kind of smashing him about the head. But I still say, and having seen that clip several times, bravo to her for doing that and to saying to him, you will not, do you understand me, you will not be a part of this. You will not be a part of what's happening here. Because Baltimore was being ripped up, as we know. And last Monday, it was on fire. There was police cars that were set on fire, and there were the bricks and the stones and all the things that were being thrown at officers and the shields that were up. And it was really, really scary with the curfew kicking in, which, by the way, the curfew has been lifted. So the curfew has been lifted in Baltimore with the hope that people will behave themselves. And if they protest, it'll be peaceful, peaceful protests. And it won't be the back and forth that we saw for a couple of nights. A couple of other things happened over the weekend, and of course we'll mix that into this scramble of this hour of ATN. But we have the weekly re-rack next on America Tonight, and we talked to Cheryl LeBon to get a different perspective from Project 21, which is black conservatives sounding off on what's going on in America from their point of view. And she had plenty to say about what's happening in that city not too far away from where she is. And I've said this before on the show, we would drive through Baltimore. We were told, oh, yeah, you're not going to Baltimore. You can't get out. That's terrible. It's terrible when we go through this one area. This is awful. It's awful, the things that have happened here. I can't tell you how many times I heard that, so much so that I just associated, you know, when you were a kid, Baltimore is awful. That's it. Baltimore's awful. We like Maryland, but Baltimore is awful. And then they really, meaning they, the people of Baltimore, really kicked in and helped and created an incredible city where the Inner Harbor downtown was something to see and the aquarium there. But boy, oh boy. It has not looked like the city that I recently spent time in after what now has happened in the wake of the death of Freddie Gray. Stay with us. As I mentioned, Cheryl Harley LeBon is in our virtual green room. She's part of the weekly re-rack for her thoughts, her perspective on what we've seen go down in Baltimore. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come to John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Where is the sea? And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And let me play in the sea. It's fine, it's pretty cute. Hey, no drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about the situation in Baltimore, of course, for the last, you know, 4 or 5 days. Sherilyn Harley Laban, one of our favorite guests. I mean, she is always so opinionated and so interesting when she joins us, Project 21. Sherilyn, when you see what's happening in Baltimore, I mean, in one way, it kind of breaks your heart, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And, Kate, I'm watching the – and as you know, Baltimore is only about 40 minutes from me because I'm right outside of Washington, D.C., and I'm watching it now on the news. And the protesters, they were ignoring the curfew, Kate. There's no attacks at the police. Yeah, they were ignoring the curfew.
Wow.
So, there's a couple of things I'd like to share with your listeners. You know, there's – all sorts of unfortunate things about this situation, but the one thing that I think really stands out for me is the lack of leadership from this mayor. This mayor, Stephanie Rollins, I know she has a hyphenated name, and forgive me for getting the other hyphenated part. She says yesterday, and I'm quoting because I watched the whole thing. I had to watch the clip a couple times. She says, those who wish to destroy should have the space to do that as well. So you probably heard that.
Oh, I did. I did. That's shocking.
Right. And I shocked when she said that. And then a reporter tried to call her on the carpet. And as you would think, I thought she was going to walk it back. She didn't. She doubled down. And she said, oh, no, no, no. I didn't say that. The guy played the clip again.
Ah.
So, yeah, play the clip again for her. Still, she doubled down. And in fact, you know, she was getting quite indignant about the whole thing, you know, throughout the rest of the press conference. So I thought, that's really unfortunate that the mayor of this city, as it's melting down, and again, it's been melting down since Saturday. This just didn't start yesterday. It started on Saturday. So 40 miles up the road, when everybody's at the White House Correspondents' Dinner eating caviar and everything else, Baltimore is beginning to melt down. She says those who wish to destroy should have the space to do that as well. She's thrown on the carpet. And here's the other thing. The governor, Hogan, he holds a press conference, right, just after he called out the National Guard. And so the reporter says to him, what took you so long? He said, what took me so long? He says, I made the request 30 minutes after it came in. Then he goes on to say, quite frankly, he goes, we were wondering what took her so long to make the request. So here's the other problem, Kate. People don't understand that the way it works, the governor, particularly in this situation, isn't going to call out the National Guard. The request has to come in from the mayor, because that's how sovereignty works, right? The governor isn't going to go and call on the National Guard over a city. That request has to come from the mayor first. And apparently, as I read in some other media reports, he's been trying to reach her all day. He couldn't reach her.
How is that possible? What is wrong with her? What is going on with her? Is she trying to stir the pot?
I mean, these are all questions. She had, I mean, the national spotlight, not national, international spotlight is on her. She had an opportunity to shine and be a national hero. Instead, Kate, you've got the opposite happening, right?
Yeah.
Lack of leadership. And then, here's the kicker. She says she would like to invite Al Sharpton to come in. I don't know if you heard that. She says she's inviting Al Sharpton to come in.
Yeah.
That was it. Enough said. Enough said.
And tell the listeners, Sherilyn, tell the listeners about that. If you bring a guy like Sharpton in, I mean, hey, back in the day, I think he probably kicked down some doors. Maybe that needed to be. But now it's like a circus with Al Sharpton, isn't it?
Exactly. And then Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, I'm sure you've heard of her.
Yeah.
She says, she came out today and said, you need to fire that mayor. You need to fire that mayor because she is doing nothing to help her city. And here's what cracks me up. Now you've got all these local officials talking about racism is the cause, and black local officials, because as you probably know, the police department, the police commissioner is black, and they've got a good percentage of police officers who are black in Baltimore. Okay,
so yeah.
This is not the situation. Let's not compare it to Ferguson. Because Ferguson, you have the opposite, right? Ferguson was in the suburbs, majority white police officers in a 67% black town. This is not the situation in Baltimore. Baltimore is in the city. This is downtown, couple blocks from where the Orioles play, and you have a black police commissioner, a black mayor, and a majority black police department. So all these officials are on, you know, on the news here talking about how the cause of this is racism. Well, you all are in control there.
Yeah, I don't.
Then it's black on black racism.
Yeah, and the problem with that is they're stoking the fires and getting the narrative so wrong, and it's wrong comparing all these stories, all these scenarios that have happened, and it's making things so incredibly tense that just in a second the town goes up. It's so sad, Sherilyn, to see what's happening, like I said at the top, to Baltimore. It's awful.
And Baltimore is a lovely town.
Yes.
You've got Major League Baseball there. You've got the Orioles. Two nights in a row, the Orioles had to cancel the game. You know how much money Baltimore is losing? I mean, every hour this occurs. And then, here's another sad story. They had a 60-unit low-income housing for elderly that was being built. Well, yesterday, they set that on fire. And yesterday, when the firemen were trying to put out the fire, they cut the hose. The protesters cut the hose. They couldn't even put the fire out. I mean, it's just sad.
It's just sad.
This is for these youth. This is their community. So where do you think you're going to shop? Where do you think you're going to, what, where's your after-school job going to be, right? Where are you going to work? Because you burned down the buildings. You burned down the shop.
Yeah.
How does this work?
This is
your community.
I don't get it. And we did see that in Ferguson. It was terrible.
Yes.
The woman with the bakery, how I love that everybody wanted to give her money and reach out, because it was so sad that she had worked so hard to build the bakery, and then thugs burn it down.
The cake shop, remember that? I mean, this was the second time she had rebuilt, right? Because the first time, last summer, she got her insurance money and she rebuilt, and the second time it went down, she's like, that's it. This is it. And there was also a hair salon, same situation.
Yep.
You know, spent all of our life savings to get this shop. And then in one night, the whole thing comes down.
Wow. Where do you think we're headed with all of this and these racial tensions and conversations?
People, leaders in these communities have got to come together and say, we have got to come up with some concrete solutions. Because here's the thing that bothered me in Baltimore. It's not like there was not any precedent for something like this happening. This started on Saturday, okay? This, a plan should have been in place, and this should have never escalated, Kate.
No.
This should have never gotten to the point where it is today, because this started on Saturday. It is now Tuesday. The National Guard did not come until today.
Yeah, it's
so
a
what
disgrace.
Has been doing? What has this mayor been doing for the past 3 days? No plans? I mean, you've watched what happened in Ferguson. You saw what happened in Florida. You know the circumstances, or at least some circumstances, of this child, this young man, Freddie Gray. And then what? As a mayor of a major city where you have this type of death, you haven't put any plans in place? The governor of your state trying to call you all day and you're MIA? I mean, this is pathetic.
It is pathetic. If I am a voter in Maryland or Baltimore, actually, I don't want her to be the mayor after this.
No,
there's no way.
No. And as far as I'm concerned, her career is over. This is like the worst type of leadership you can have. And then she calls in. I welcome Al Sharpton to come in.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's just asking. Yeah, that's just asking for problems. Sherilyn, thanks so much, as always, Project 21 co-chairwoman. We appreciate you hanging late with us, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Kate. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks to your listeners.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Man, only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my. Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
All right, so you heard what Cheryl LaBon had to say about what was happening in Baltimore, and you heard her emphasis on this is very different from Ferguson, and trying to make the comparisons to Ferguson, because you're talking about a population, including law enforcement, where it's black. And six of the six officers, three of the officers are black officers. So I'm watching to see what this prosecutor has as far as evidence and ultimately what it's going to be like in that courtroom. And you know how the wheels of justice are not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but it'll happen quicker, I think, than some people are anticipating. And we'll see what goes down in Baltimore as a result of Freddie Gray's death. And boy, things just turn on a dime, don't they? And you heard mentioned there that this city, it's a shame because this is not, it's a good city, and the city really got ripped up in lots of different directions. Bottom line is this is a fresh new week and a new approach at what's happening there, and perhaps a different approach this time around. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this because, you know, we always do the Hail to the Chief thing here on ATN. So the race for the White House, Ben Carson is going to jump in as to put his name forward for Prez. Also, Carly Fiorini is going to throw in. And Mike Huckabee is going to make it official. So he's going to try, and this makes it interesting on the Republican side of things. Of course, with the Democrats, it's different. You've got Bernie Sanders, who you could lump into the Democratic machine, but he's truly independent and doesn't fall in step at all with the Democrats for the most part, not on a lot of the issues. But he's raised a bunch of money already, but he's not going to be the guy. It's more a question of him getting what he thinks should be out there, meaning points of view, legislation that he was really, really pushing for, and this was one of the ways to do it. By running and creating the interest, trying to create the awareness that he gets frustrated with some of his ideas for how the country should be run. How do you run a matchup that's been in the making for 5 years between Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao? Finally, it happens. And Mayweather, no surprise to me, defeats Pacquiao by a unanimous decision. So now he's unbeaten, 48 and zip, baby, 48 and zip. I say you retire when you're $100 million ahead of the game, because that's what he got paid. I mean, it was a big payday for both boxers. A big, big, big payday. And does this make the fight game any better? Nah, I don't think so. And people, the pay-per-view is brilliant because they make a fortune on that. That's how they afford those payouts, because of what they're getting pay-per-view-wise. Wow. It's incredible what people paid to get the fight. So Mayweather frustrated Manny Pacquiao. I have to give you some details of this. He couldn't get any good, great, clean hits in. And most of the fight around the ring, if you were tuning in, you would have seen, if you paid the price, you would have seen Pacquiao really going after Mayweather, but he was never able to do any kind of combinations with his punching. He was never able to do that. So Mayweather did what he does so well. He's a defensive machine, too. How it was scored, since it went the distance, was 116 to 112 by one of the judges, 118 to 110, and the Associated Press had Mayweather ahead 115 to 113. After the fight, Mayweather said, "Oh, I can see why people make such a big fuss about him, pound for pound, blah, blah, blah." Pacquiao didn't throw as many punches as he normally does in a fight. But that's because he really, you know, and this was interesting, too. This was kind of kept from everyone. So I suppose anybody making a bet in Vegas or whatever, I'm going to say in Vegas, they might not have known about his shoulder injury. So you had Pacquiao, who thought he would be allowed to take this anti-inflammatory shot, because he had them during training. They were approved by the doping agency, but he filed the paperwork with the commission, and they ruled against a request. So he didn't even have that when he had his shoulder, when he was out there fighting. So he had a little bit of a handicap. How about that? So no brilliant knockdowns, which people like to see knockdowns. Neither seemed really, really hurt at the end of this thing. And the bottom line was Pacquiao couldn't land a whole combination of punches. He couldn't land very many punches. And when you fight, when you're in the fight game, you got to land punches, right? All of you understand that. You know how to land punches, right? You know, if you were in the ring. I'm not saying you do that in your everyday life, but it's pretty obvious that's why they didn't win. That's why it didn't happen. You know, sometimes they say what's in a joke, and an ill-timed joke can be really tragic for you, especially if you have any kind of a following on Twitter, and Greg Hardy from the Dallas Cowboys certainly found that out. He was slammed all over Twitter for a comment he made. You know, he's the guy who has a 10-game suspension coming for beating his wife from the NFL in a domestic violence case. And the joke that he posted was, in talking about the, he was responding to a fan from his team, his former team, the Panthers, after somebody was talking about receivers, the Carolina Panthers receivers, now as the Twin Towers, and had photos of 2 6-foot-5 wideouts, Kelvin Benjamin and Devin Funchess, who were maybe big choices. So Hardy said, didn't the Twin Towers get blown up, LOL? And the fan responded to Hardy saying, it's the Twin Towers because of KB and Funchess's size, not because of what happened. Come on now. And so after the original tweet, I'm sure he's not thinking any big deal, he had to issue an apology saying, I'll say this, I apologize for comments that mentioned an event where no reference to humor is ever okay, but I hope my real fans know I would never do that. I'll tell you what, the first they want to tell them about the draft room incident, right? And then they've got to now talk to him, I suppose, about this. He needs crisis communication, is what he needs. I mean, this is just a week after the agent for Cowboys defensive tackle, Devon Coleman, acknowledged that his client had a verbal spat with Hardy in an off-season workout. So it doesn't get any better for Hardy, that's for sure, because he struggles with keeping his mouth shut. And in all seriousness, what a nightmare for the Cowboys with the domestic violence situation, and then they decide to take a flyer on him, and then he's out 10 games. Unless the suspension, they take some of the games back, which they might. They might do that. As of now, no. But he's under a giant, giant microscope, needless to say. So everybody's watching. And, you know, when you're under a microscope, here's the thing. They're watching to see if you're going to screw up, if you're going to make any, if you're going to muff it up, if you're going to mess it up. And I think he's now foisted himself into that category, which drives people that had some anonymity crazy because they don't understand. Well, I was in all these movies, all these things happen, but when you become notorious, ooh, it's a whole different thing. By the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on Baltimore and the 6 police being charged, you know how to do it. You can flip it to me, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Kate, 24/7, any thoughts, you can send them there. Every day I always say this, but the mailbag is always overflowing. If this were physical mail, I wouldn't be able to breathe right now. It'd be up to my rooftop. I couldn't get through all of the notes. Couldn't do it. So we go from Greg Hardy and his faux pas over the Twin Towers in New York, and start off with Baltimore and the buzz over Baltimore. We move from that to the horrors of Nepal. And the really, what's really crazy is they're still finding people in certain pockets. So the earthquake survivors, of course, are pleading for help. They need help desperately in Nepal in the mountain villages. And they had to shut down the only international airport to big jets, even though they have dire needs because of the earthquake. But it's a really tough situation with over 6,000 people dead as a result of an earthquake that measured 7.8 on the Richter scale. We can count coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention. Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation.
Welcome to We Can Count. Sadly, terror in Texas on a Sunday night. Two gunmen opening fire outside of a community center where they were celebrating a contest, Muhammad cartoon contest specifically, and they were killed, frankly, because there was so much security knowing that something could happen outside of this Muhammad art exhibit and cartoon contest. There were extra security on hand. So you did have a security officer who was hit in the leg with non-threatening injuries, but it forced everything to be locked down, and even neighboring businesses were evacuated because, you know, now you're not taking any chances thinking, oh, maybe there's more at work here than these two jumping out of a car and getting gunned down. It was pretty frightening to see. It was the city of Garland, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from really where our satellite facility is, where I'm broadcasting right now. And Garland is also the Mike Judd's inspiration for King of the Hill, that cartoon King of the Hill. So just to put you, people listening in other parts of the country, think of that cartoon King of the Hill kind of, and that's the city of Garland. So they posted a statement on their Facebook page saying the men drove up to the center and started firing at the security officer. Then you had the police department that was there, the officers there. They returned the fire immediately and killed both of the guys with guns. So the Garland Independent School District was smart. They identified the wounded security officer as Bruce Joyner. And luckily, Joyner was shot in the, actually the ankle, and was treated and released from the hospital. But they were worried that the car, see, that's how you have to think now. They were worried the car had a bomb in it. So they evacuated businesses, everything, got the bomb squad on the scene, everything. On Sunday night, they just blocked off the area because they couldn't take a chance that this was just what it looked like it was. They had three helicopters in the air circling overhead. You had an officer dressed in SWAT gear because there was no way they could confidently say, oh, this has nothing to do with a bomb. So there were about 75 people that were there. They put them into another group. And this was put on by the New York-based American Freedom Defense Initiative. They were hosting this contest at the center. Somebody was going to get $10,000 for the best cartoon depicting Muhammad. But because of that whole thing, is it insulting to the followers of Islam, and it sparked violence before? So is this what that was about? But who knows? One of the witnesses says they heard 20 shots that seemed like they were coming from the direction of a passing car, and it was frightening, and the people inside were pretty upset by that because that's what they heard. All right, let's move to more numbers. North Carolina in the news. North Carolina in the news because a mini mart owner is actually embroiled in a fight with the IRS over $107,000. To some people, $107,000 is nothing, but to most people, $107,000 is worth fighting about. So basically, in a nutshell, this is what this story is. The IRS took the bank account of the guy who owns the mini mart, Lyndon McLennan is his name, and they took it under civil forfeiture laws. And what does that mean? That target drug lords and terrorists. So he's been accused of structuring the deposits to avoid bank reporting requirements. He takes in cash running this convenience store. You know, he's got a gas station and a lunch counter and blah, blah, blah. So they say they're not accusing him of a crime. They're accusing him of not, of, you know, the money, of not paying. So the 50-year-old guy says, and I really feel for him because I believe him. He says, you know, it took 13 years to get it because he was just whittling away a little bit of money here and there and less than 13 seconds to take it away. He says McLennan aroused IRS suspicion, I guess, with cash deposits of less than $10,000. But he said, I've just worked hard my whole life. He said, this is what I've been doing. I've been selling cigarettes, soft drinks, hot dogs. And it wasn't handed to me, but it was taken from me. So now, I love this, the Institute for Justice of the IRS has gone after a string of legitimate small business owners under violations under several forfeitures I mentioned. So he is the most recent. They grabbed his bank account about a year ago. And then the New York Times actually did a story, and they were on his side. They were giving the details of what happened, and I'm glad they're doing that because, you know what, no matter what you think of the New York Times, it highlighting that could help him in the long run. Yeah, absolutely. And that's just frustrating when you hear that story of somebody squandering away, you know, squirreling away is a better way to say it, not squandering. Squirreling away the money that they can possibly make so that they have something in the end. And as we know from our friend Stephen Kelly, $100,000 doesn't go a long way, but at least it's something. And boom, it's gone. Boom. How about this? They found a 101-year-old man in the rubble of the Nepal quake which is a brilliant story because that's that feel-good story when you have searchers who aren't sleeping and are basically have one eye open trying to do everything they can. But the fact that they found somebody is, again, very exciting. And how people are going to get all the aid they need is still a very, very big problem in Nepal because they had to shut down the airport. So that's no good. And trying to get these planes in, that's a nightmare. So over 6,000 people dead. Rough, but they found this older gentleman, and what great news is that. Speaking of being in the older demographic, this is great news, too. Congratulations to the 79-year-old grandmother who graduated from college. You know what it's like to go back to college when you're a certain age? You know, been there, done that. Now you're going to go back and everything's different with technology and how you have to turn things in. It'd be a nightmare. She must be very open-minded. She's a grandmother, 79 years old. What do I want for my 80th birthday to go back to school? So Rosa Salgado, her English was limited when she moved to Miami from Colombia in 95, but despite the anguish and the age and language difficulties, she graduated from college with a degree in education. How about that? And she graduated from Miami-Dade College's Wolfson campus along with two of her grandkids. Now, how do you love that? Grandma goes back to school, grandkids are there, and they're probably very encouraging, I could imagine. And she struggled to learn the language, but then she learned the language, so that led to her ability to be able to go back to school. I love that story. Love, 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 love that story. That she's keeping up with grandkids and decides she's going to go back to school and does, really learns the language, which bravo to her, too, is for doing that. And she feels comfortable with it. And there she is in class with her kids' kids. Hey, Grandma, can I have the notes, please? So here we go again. In Italy, at least 10 immigrants found dead in the sea off of Libya. We've told you about these boats that get to a certain area and then they want to be rescued. And the Italians were rescuing some of them. The Brits were rescuing a lot of them. And it's sad for the people because often they don't make their way to shore. And here's an example, 10 people that didn't make it. There is at least 16 boats on Sunday. They try to save hundreds of them, the Italian Coast Guard, but they could only get to so many. Oh, sad story. Yo, yo, make it count.
With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.